You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Good morning to everybody out there. We want to thank all of y'all for joining us in the Zoom room. We want to thank y'all for joining us on Facebook Live and all the different platforms that we are on. We want to thank all of you for joining us on this morning. And a special thanks to all of you on We Talk Radio's Shine Radio Station, Shine Lord Radio Station. Hey, listen, we want to thank God for, especially for those of us that have experienced so much rain. The rain is a beautiful thing. And although we could complain about the rain, what we have to understand is that the rain is needed. It's essential. We need it. And I want to use that to say we want God to rain on every situation in our lives. We want God to rain down his praise. We want God to rain down his blessings. So when we look at rain, let's make sure to understand rain has a purpose. Rain is going to water our vegetation. Rain brings us water. Rain does so many things. So before we complain, let's understand about the rain. Put that in the chat. Before we complain, let's understand about the rain. God is already dropping dimes this morning. Before we complain, let's understand the purpose of the rain. So I just want to thank all of y'all on this morning for spending just a small segment of your time for joining us at Spirit of Inspiring Love Church, where we want to welcome you to join us and grow with us in the soil. Come join us and grow with us in the soil. I am Pastor Jeremy Glenn of this wonderful dynamic church that was built by faith. And I just want to thank all of y'all for joining us on this morning. Our church, Spirit of Spirit Love, my beautiful first lady man is always right here in attendance. And I just want to thank her for everything that she does to add to another thought on that team, for everything you all do for us as well. I just want to say, you know, I want to spend the best time thanking our production team, our IT team, for handing our feature, handing everything we do, because we start out as a seed. And when the seed on the top of the door to remove those things, Lord, he said, all of the gift has to be shown. Love is an action word, and love has to be shown. Love can only be received once it's given. And once it's given, then love can be received. Okay, this is the function of sowing and reaping. You cannot reap if there is no sowing. And if there is no sowing, there is no reaping. So what I want us to understand that love can only be received once it's given, not just said. Not just told, but love is an action word. It can only be received once it's given. And once it's given, then love can be received. Now, if you will, go with me into the book of John, okay? And as we talk about, as we break the Bible down, we talk about the Bible being broken down into two forms here. We're going to go into the New Testament form. Remember our hands, right? The hands represent the Bible. We've got an Old Testament in the left hand, and we have a New Testament in the right hand. Okay, the Old Testament represents the books of Genesis through Malachi. The New Testament represents Matthew through the book of Revelations. Okay, so we're going to hang out in the New Testament on today, and we're going to talk about the book of John. And I want us to just understand as we're talking about love, remember, loving without limits is our message. If you're just joining us, that is the title of our message on today, Loving Without Limits. And I want us to go into John 3 and 16. And those of you watching on our streaming platforms, you see the scripture up. And I want you to just read that scripture. You may not have your Bible, and that's okay. We want to make sure that we support you with everything that we can, because we want to see the Word of God as you're reading the Word of God to be able to follow along with the messages on this morning. So if we go into John 3 and 16, I am coming from the New King James Version of the Bible, okay? The New King James Version of the Bible, which reads, "For God so loved the world." That means that God loved the world very, very much. He so loved the world. He loved the world very much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him, if you believe in his son, you will not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, as we hold that scripture up and you see it on the streaming platforms right now, I want us to understand the root and the foundation of that text is so loved. And means that we, as we teach in particular, that means that there are a lot of love that God has for this world. He loves where he sacrificed, not just anybody, but we understand exactly who Jesus is, the level of how much he really loves. And we love somebody's here again, right? Let's talk about to this name of our church. Jesus came to save us from sin, all because of his love. So when you pull the synonyms out of that, okay, he came to serve, to show, to school, and to save. He came to serve, to show, to school, and to save. I'm going to say that one more time. He came to serve, to show, to school, and to save. He came to show us. He came to serve us. He came to school us and to save us all because of love. What a wonderful harvest that Jesus is for all of us. What a wonderful seed that God sowed for all of us. But what I want us to understand is our message is loving without limits here. I want us to understand that now God is his name. We call him God. God is his name. Okay, his son is Jesus. But let's put the focus back on God, because it started with God taking the initial step to sow into this earth. And then we receive this blessing by the name of Jesus. But God himself, that's who we call him. That's his name. But love, ladies and gentlemen, is who he is. Let that sink for a second. God is his name, but love is who he is. Think about that for a second. I want that to sink in, and I am purposely pausing for a second because I want that to saturate in your hearts and in your minds. Think about it. You call him God. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. But who he is love. What does that mean? Let me put that in a more practical sense. You go by your first name. My first name is Jeremy. Your first name may be John. Your first name may be Susan. Your first name may be Shelby. But who you are is that spirit that represents who you are. Your character. We talk about character being. Character is who you are when nobody else is looking. Who's the real you? Will the real Susan please stand up? Will the real John please stand up? Who are you? It's not always about what they call you. It's about who you know that you are. So yes, we call him God, but love is who he is. Now, since God is omnipresent, he can be in multiple places in multiple times. And since God is the Alpha and the Omega, he's there at the beginning and the end. Since God is sovereign, he's above anything that we can think or ask. And because God, he just is. As faith is, God is. God is. He exists. He is who he is. We must also know that God has no limits. God has no limits. And since God is his name and love, ladies and gentlemen, is who he is, we have to know and understand that love has no limits. Love, in fact, has no limits. That's the title of our message on today. That is loving without limits. Now, if you will, there's another scripture as we're talking about love. I want you to go into, we're still hanging out in the New Testament of the Bible here. I'm going to come from the New International Version of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. Okay? Zoom, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. And I am coming from the New International Version of the Bible. I want us, as we're talking about love and loving without limits, what I want us to understand this morning is we had a message on this a while back where we talked about love. We started off with that song, I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. Well, we talked about that, but I want to give us a quick refresher on what love is. Because if we're going to love without limits, we have to understand what love is. If we're going to do the acts of God, we have to break down and understand what God wants us to do. So in 1 Corinthians 13 and 4, chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, I am coming from the New International Version of the Bible. And if you're on our streaming platform, you see the scripture up there right now. We Talk Radio, we've got, and I want to encourage you all to join us on our streaming platform so you can get the full versions and the full effects of everything that we have, because we want to equip you to the best of our abilities to equip you with book, chapter, verse, and give you the keys that you need to live a God-filled life. Now, I want to read here in 1 Corinthians. I'm going to start from verse number 4, and it reads, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongdoing. It's not holding grudges. It's not holding these things in. It's not holding you did this, you did that. I'm saving all this up because I'm going to turn around and use it as ammunition to now attack you. Love doesn't operate that way. It keeps no record of wrongs. It does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. Keep that word in mind, always. It always trusts. Always hopes, it always preserves. You know why? Because in verse number 8, it says, love never fails. Love never fails. I don't know about you, but I haven't lived a life to where I haven't failed at something. But what we're learning here as we read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, that love never fails. In other words, love is above what our negative emotions can allow us to want to proceed forth into, whether it be retaliation or getting somebody back, getting revenge or holding grudges and all these things. Love doesn't operate that way. You know why? Because God doesn't operate that way. And I'm going to read that again here. And I want to thank those of you that are joining in on this message here, because this right here is really some good, sound, biblical teaching here to help us understand how to love without limits. Love is patient. Are we operating with patience? And is there a limit on the patience that we're operating on? Love is kind. Do we treat people with kindness? Love does not envy. Are we envious? In other words, are we jealous? Do we have that spirit? That was a spirit that actually got Satan kicked out of heaven. He wanted to be God. He wanted to be God. So since he couldn't be God, he wanted to try to overthrow the kingdom of God. And God had to put him in his place, send him down to heaven, throw him on his belly and call him a serpent. Jealousy and envy is a dangerous spirit. It is actually Satan's passion mark. It is actually the spirit of Satan. So we need to watch jealousy. We need to watch envy, because love has nothing to do with those spirits. Love does not boast. Am I bragging? Am I boastful? Is it all about big me? Do I want people to see me? Is it all about I? Is it all about what I got, what I'm driving, the house I'm living? Are we boasting and bragging on all these things that we have? Because if you are, it is not love. Love is not proud. Okay? We want to make sure that we have a high level of self-esteem. But when it comes into pride, King Solomon tells us in the book of Proverbs that pride comes before destruction. We got to watch our level of pride. Okay? It does not dishonor others. We're not disrespecting others, throwing someone under the bus and dishonoring them and who they are. It's not love. It is not self-seeking, always looking for attention, always about me. What am I going to get out of this? What's in it for me? Me, 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 me. I. We got to watch that, because that's not love. It keeps no record of wrong. It's not holding grudges. What did you do? I'm sitting back and I'm just kind of making this checklist of everything this person did here. Yep, I got it. I wrote it down. That's not love. Love does not delight in evil. I'm not glad to see you fail. I'm not glad to see you lose out on something. I'm not glad because something happened to someone. I'm not glad that 20 people that I heard down in Florida got shot this morning and there were two casualties. I'm not laughing. I'm not promoting that, because that is not love. Love does not delight in evil, but yet it rejoices with the truth. And the Bible says it's the truth that will set you free. So as we're talking about loving without limits, we have to understand that the truth, and when we love and embrace the truth, it will help us to understand that that has to do with us loving without limits. What does the truth say? What is the truth doing for me? What is the truth doing in this situation? What is true? Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, think on these things, is what the Bible says. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always perseveres. If it always hopes, it's always operating in faith. Faith without love, love without faith, they go hand in hand. It always hopes. There's always something that gives faith something to do. There's always something that gives the illustration of what faith is. It brings color to what you're believing faith is going to do. That's what hope is. It always preserves. Because love never fails. And when Paul is telling the church of Corinthians here that it always preserves, the first thing I think about is us being salt of the earth. What is salt? As a member of our team said one time, salt represents preservation. It preserves. It's an element. It preserves. We use salt to keep meats and things as fresh as possible. And oftentimes we can use salt. It's a preservative. It's an additive. It does that. Love preserves. And as a matter of fact, love can preserve all of the attributes that love is. It can preserve patience. It can preserve kindness. It can preserve not envying. It can preserve not being self-seeking. Love is like salt. Somebody put that in the chat because that's a fresh revelation from God. Love is like salt. It preserves and it adds flavor to this world that we live in. So I want us to understand what love is as we're talking about loving without limits. So what I want us to understand is that there is no limit on being patient. Love is the spirit of God because the Bible says that God is love. There is no limit on being kind. There's no limit on not boasting. I'm not going to not boast on certain things over here. But no, there's no limit on not boasting. There's no limit, okay, of not being proud. There's no limit of not being easily angered. There's no limit of keeping no wrongs. There's no limit in not delighting in evil. There's no limit in rejoicing with the truth. There's no limit in protecting. There's no limit in always trusting. There's no limit in always hoping. And there's no limit as to how love can preserve. There's no limit on love never failing. Now, what I want us to understand is that the Spirit of God, right? The Spirit of God, because the Bible says in 1 John 4:8, that he that does not love does not know God because God is love. You may know it from the King James Version. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. What we want to understand is that the Spirit of God is the Spirit of love. And where we see a lack in love, we see a lack in God. Where we see a lack in God, we see a lack in love. To make sure that we don't have any lack in love, we have to understand that love is to not be restricted. There shouldn't be any restrictions on love. In other words, love is to not be confined. Love is to not be conditional. Love is to not be situational. Love, my sisters and brothers, is what we have to understand is that we got to strive each and every day to love without limits and remove the handcuffs off of love. Now, I am going to say some things that are going to challenge us. Because sometimes we need to be challenged as we grow in God. We can't just stay confined and stay at the same level. The Bible says we grow from level to level, glory to glory, faith to faith. It's all about growth when it comes to God. That's why he sows a seed and talks about harvest, because it's all about growing. And we want to encourage you to come join us and grow in the soil as we advance the kingdom, as we advance in our lives, as we advance in all that we do. We want to make sure that we continue to grow, continue to excel, continue to elevate. So we can't stay comfortable, Zoom. We cannot stay comfortable, Facebook Live. We cannot stay comfortable, We Talk Radio. We have to be challenged and stretched beyond where our certain level is right now. So what I want us to understand is I'm going to say something that's going to challenge us, but it has to be spoken. We have to break the curse. And I want y'all to hear me, hear my heart. As we're talking about loving without limits. I want you to hear my heart. I'm going to take my time. I'm not going to rush through this message because this right here is a remedy that's going to help us in our lives. And I am not the kind of pastor that's just going to fit in a little 15, 20 minute sermon and go on. If we keep doing what we've been doing, we're going to keep getting what we've been getting. At some point, we have to take on another level of our knowledge, another level in growing in God, another level of doing what God needs for us to do. So I'm going to challenge us on this morning. And if you have a problem with what I'm about to say, I want to encourage you to lay before the Father, place yourself in a position of submission and allow God to speak to your spirit, because there are some soil deficiencies here. And I want to pray those things off of you. But what I want us to understand is we just cannot love what's familiar with us and to us. Because if we do, we're restricting love and we're not loving God's way. Ladies and gentlemen, if we want to love without limits, we can't just love our ethnicity. Yeah. If we're black, we just can't love black folks. Mm-hmm. If we're Hispanic, we just cannot love Hispanic people. If we're white, if we're Jewish, it doesn't matter what it is, okay? Whatever culture or ethnicity that you are, you cannot just love what's familiar to you. It's restricted, and that's not God. We just cannot love the folk within our families. We got to be beyond that. We can't just love our friends and our close acquaintances. We have to be beyond that. When we look at the state of the world today, there is no mistaking that there is a lack of love, and therefore there is a level of disrespect in our society. Why is that? Because if we're not familiar with others, if we're not familiar with other cultures, if we're not familiar with other people, then we don't want to just embrace them with love. But I want to challenge us on today, if we're going to get to that level to loving without restrictions, if we're going to live with unrestricted love, we have to love outside of our ethnicity. We have to love outside of our socioeconomical class and what's familiar with us, what we know and what we're accustomed to in our friends and coworkers. We have to love outside of the confinement of what we know and what we live and what we see. This is why we say faith cannot operate off the five senses. Faith is beyond that. And we have to understand we cannot let our man-made thoughts limit us on what God wants us to do. So my challenge for you is, can you love someone that's challenging to love? Can you do that? Can you love someone that's not easy to love? Can you do that? Yes, they hurt your feelings. I get it. They really did. They got you real good. I mean, it hurt down there. And every time you think about it, it bothers you. It upsets your stomach. When you think about it, yeah, they hurt you. It was bad. They put you out there on Front Street. They really, really, really attacked you. And it really, really was a low blow. But can you love them anyway? Yes, they disrespected you. But can you love them? Yes, they lied on you. But can you love them? Yes, they mistreated you. But my question is, can you love somebody that's challenging to love? Yeah, here's the deal. We want cupcake Christianity. It needs to taste good on top. It needs to taste like sweet icing and sing kumbaya and everything smell like roses. But that's not the legacy that Jesus left, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus challenged us. He wants us to understand that. Can you love without limits? And he said it in a simple way like this. This is what he did. He said it easy. He gave us the cupcake version. Yes, he did. He did, because Jesus loves us. He understands. He relates with us. He said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Oh, we said, kumbaya. Yes, Lord Jesus, we can do that. No problem, Jesus. Hey, I got that, Big J. I can do that. I can handle that. Yeah, no problem at all. I can love my neighbor. I'm next door to him. I'm next door to her. I know, love him. Yep, I get it. Mm-hmm. I can do it. I'm familiar with that. No problem. And really and truly, your neighbor is anybody that's not yourself. But we can do that. No problem at all. I don't know issue with that. But then he turned it around and he said something that bothered a lot of people as he challenged people. He bothered the Pharisees and Sadducees and those early believers during that time, because then he flipped it and said, okay, you got that. That's great. That's good. No problem at all. You don't have to work for that. That's a given. That's easy. But then he said something like this. He said, love your neighbor, not love your neighbor, but he said, can you love your enemy? Can you love your enemy? Matter of fact, I want you to love your community. I'm not even going to give you a question. It's not even going to be a question. It's not even going to be a choice. I am commanding you to love your enemy. Wait a minute, Jesus. Hold on. That wasn't part of the deal. Oh, yeah? Says who? That's not what I understood this whole thing was all about. Oh, yeah? Says who? Jesus said, I want you to love your enemy. Hold on, Jesus. Now, that's a little bit too much. I can't do that now. No, he said, yeah, I want you to love your enemy. Because that's the legacy that I'm leaving here. That's the legacy that I am leaving for us. And that's going to cause you to stretch outside your normal capabilities. But I want you to love your enemy. Now, when we hear that, the first thing that comes to mind is restrictions. I can't do that. I possibly can't do that. No, I can't love somebody. No, they did all this to me. No, I cannot do it. There is absolutely no way that I can do that. There is no way I can ever love a person that's my enemy. I can't do it. I can't do it. I won't do it. That's too far outside the box. Hey, y'all, crucify him. Put him on the cross. He's bothered. Nope. It's no longer comfortable. We need to get rid of him. That's what happened. And this is why Jesus was crucified, because he challenged the status quo. He challenged them beyond. He challenged beyond the Levitical laws at that time. And he bothered them because he made them stretch outside their comfort zone. But what I want us to understand is, first of all, I want to agree with you. Yeah, you can't do it. You're right. You cannot love your enemy. I'll be the first one to say I agree with you 100%. You can't do it. But what I want to tell you is that you're not supposed to. Because what you're supposed to do is place yourself in a position of submission and let God, whom is love, the creator, the manufacturer of love, let love do the loving through you. Let love have his perfect way and unrestricted ways. Now, if we take on this mindset and say, I am getting out of the driver's seat and I'm going to let God drive my vehicle of love so that I can learn to love without limits like I'm supposed to. If we take on this mindset and allow God to love us without any limits, we can begin to see changes in our society. We can begin to see changes in this world, in our cities, in our states, and as we elect officials, and as we take on jobs and all those things, can we take the small seed of love and work on loving without limits? And the way we do that is we just let go and let God do the loving through us. If we work to love without limits, I am optimistic about who we can become. It's time for us as leaders in our families and in our communities to step up to the plate and to put unrestricted love on public display. I believe that if we come together on one accord as strong believers, allowing God to do the loving through us, we can, we will, and we must take on the responsibility of making this world a better place. We can, we will, and we must. I love what Eric Thomas said. We can, we will, and we must. It is a mandate, ladies and gentlemen, for us to love without limits. If you look at everything that's going on around you right now, we need inspirational love like never before. We have gotten way too comfortable of loving within the confinement and the restrictions of what we can know and see and understand and appreciate. And it can taste like icing on the top of a cupcake, but we've got to do some loving of our enemies to go to the next level. We can do it. We will do it. And we must when we let go and let God do the living through us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, on this morning. Can we let go and let God do the living so we can love without limits? If we're going to do that, matter of fact, what I want us to understand is there's a lot of things that can be said about this. There's a lot of ways to look at it. And matter of fact, God has summoned us as the salt of the earth to shine light among darkness. So God has called his people who are called by his name, okay, to turn from their wicked ways, humble themselves and pray. Then guess what he's going to do? He's going to hear the Lamb, but he needs us to start learning how to love without limits. I can't ask God to come in and work, make this world a better place, but yet I've got restricted on his spirit. I've got restrictions on his spirits. It doesn't operate that way. When we learn to release those restrictions, God can heal the land, ladies and gentlemen. That's part of turning from our, here's the word, wicked ways. Because when you have restrictions on love, that's wicked. That's only loving what I'm familiar with, what I'm comfortable with, what's relatable to me. But that's not the commandment that God left us. He wants us to shine darkness, shine light on all the darkness of this world is what he wants us to do. And as a matter of fact, Dr. Martin Luther King once said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. He's talking about loving without restrictions. He's talking about not just loving who you're familiar with, but loving who even hates you. If we can add some love to hate, hate will lose every time. Put that in the chat, somebody. If we can love, what we need to do is outlove hate, because hate will lose every single time. There is no way. You know why? Because the Bible says love conquers a multitude of sins. And if hate is a sin, it will be conquered by love. It's going to take the community. It's going to take the power of God's community to stand bold and flat-footed, just as God commanded Joshua in Joshua 1:7, to be bold and very courageous, to drive out hate with unlimited love. Can I love my enemy? Can I love even if they talk about me, even if they say things about me? Can I do what God said, not what man appreciates, not what man says I should, not what's publicized on television and what's popular and familiar on today? No, can I just go back to book, chapter, and verse and do what God told me to do, and that's love my enemy and love my neighbor? If we do that, I believe this is the remedy for solving the hatred epidemic that we have in our world on today. Because love is the vaccine that will kill all hatred epidemics that we have. This vaccine is called loving without limits, not restrictions, but loving without limits. Loving without limits is not a choice. It's actually a God-given obligation. It's a God-given obligation. God chose to love us first without any guarantee that we would love him back. So God took the first step to love unlimited, to love without restrictions. He didn't know that one day it wasn't a guarantee that you would accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but he loved you anyway, because love has no restrictions. Loving without limits is a God-given obligation. And what I want us to understand is that we have a very loving God. And if we're going to take on his attribute and be who he has called us to be, when he said, let us make man in our image, he's talking about the full spirit of God. That is loving our neighbors as well as loving our enemies and making sure that we shine light on all darkness and that we love through hatred. Because when you think of everything that God has brought you through, let's make this personal now. What has God done for you? Did God have any limits on you? Did God have any restrictions on you? Did he say, no, I might wake you up tomorrow only if I feel like it? No, I'm going to bless you this only if I feel like it. No, God had no restrictions on what he's doing for you, what he's done for you. So in exchange for that, if love sold love because of love, in exchange for love, love wants to reciprocate. Love wants to receive that love. Love wants that love back. Love wants that love inspired. It is up to us today to decide we're going to choose love over hate. It is up to us today to make sure we're going to love with unrestrictions. It is up to us to make sure that we stand bold and stand courageous. Love when it's not popular. Love when it's not the end thing to do. Love when they're going to talk about you. Love when they're going to mistreat you. Can you allow God to be on the throne of love in your life and love without limits? Can we do it? I'm going to challenge you today. I want to challenge you today. I want you to leave with this message understanding that God wants to challenge you to loving beyond your capabilities, to loving without any limitations, to love your enemies, to love your neighbors, to love and let love have its perfect way, because love conquers a multitude of sins. We make it too hard. Yes, we need to pass some legislation. Yes, we need to make some changes. But the legislation that was given to us more than 2,000 years ago was found in this book called the Holy Bible, which is God's love letter to his people. And he says, if we can just allow love to have its perfect way, we can solve more than 95% of the world's problems. It's right there in front of us. It's been the same remedy. It didn't have to be remanufactured. It didn't have to be produced as a movie. It didn't have to be a song or anything else. He put it in the word and he said to love your enemy and to love your neighbor. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not boast. He gave us the blueprint on how to do it. So what I want us to know that it is such a wonderful thing to have such a loving God, y'all. It is when you think of everything that he has brought you through in your life, there is no denying of his love. Think about the love that he's given you. Can you give that back to somebody else? What it felt like to be loved by God? What it felt like to be sinking so deep in sin, but he grabbed you with the grip of grace and shined some love on your life? Can you give somebody that same grace that God gave you? Can you give somebody that forgiveness that God gave you? Can you give somebody a chance to really be able to see that love that God has placed on the inside of you, just as he did for you? I'm going to challenge you. Can you, sir, can you, ma'am, love without limits? I will say for myself, when I was sinking deep in sin, in the depths of sin, didn't know if I was coming or going, didn't see no light at the end of the tunnel, it was his love without limits that lifted me. He didn't say, no, you're too far down. I can't reach you. I can't grab you. No, you're too far down. My love doesn't go that far. No, sir, I'm sorry about that. But my love, no, he went beyond where my sins were. He went beyond where my shortcomings are because his love is without limits. And he rescued me and he will also rescue you. Before you made up in your mind, as I get ready to close, to accept him as your personal savior, he loved you before you made up your mind. He didn't wait on you to get yourself right with him, because you can't fix your car up before you take it to the mechanic shop. You can't take medicine and make yourself well before you go to the hospital. No, when he found you on the side of the road, on that road to Damascus, you were a mess. You didn't have your right mind. You didn't have your right thoughts. You lived a lifestyle that was so displeasing to him. You did some things that the world wouldn't even think that you would have ever done. You got some skeletons in your closet. We all do. But guess what? It was no restrictions on how much he loved you. Can you love without limits as God loved you without limits? Now, all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but his love, ladies and gentlemen, is forever divine. My brothers and sisters, what a loving God we serve when you think about how he loved us through the dark places of our life. I mean, his love is what makes him so mighty. His love is what makes him so powerful. His love is what lets us know that there is a God. His love is what lets us know that he's there and he exists and he is, because love is, and his love is, God is. Love is the remedy for all the darkness in this world, and we serve a mighty God saturated with love. Love makes him wonderful and it makes him powerful. Love is what makes him Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Love is what makes him El Shaddai, my supplier. Love is what makes him get up from the grave with all of the power and with all of the glory forever. And not just tomorrow, but forever. Not just next week, but forever and ever. Amen. It was his love that went to the cross and took those nails in his hands and took the piercing in his side and took the whips and the beats and the shedding of the blood and all of that for someone that did not know if you would love him in return. And I'm going to challenge you on today. Can you love without restrictions? Can God's love pull you out of the depthness of restrictions and break the chains and break the yoke and break everything that makes you want to restrict who you can love? Can you love without restrictions? And can you allow God to love through you? Family, what I want us to know as I close here, he wants us to know this morning, on this very day, May 30th, 2021, the day before Memorial Day, what he wants us to know is he left us a command to love as he did. And he wants us to love just like he loved. And that is to love without limits. He wants us to love without limits. Amen. Amen. Listen, somebody out there needs to know that God is a loving God. Somebody needs to know what it means when we say, oh, how good it is to love such a loving God. I don't know what love is. I don't understand what love is. I want to give you the opportunity. I want to introduce you to love. Not the love that's on television and cards that you can get for Valentine's Day and all that. No, I want to give you an unconditional love, a dose of unconditional love of who God is. And I want to welcome you right now to just pray with me as I introduce you to God, as I introduce you to his love. You didn't know that anybody could love you like this. You didn't know that this kind of love existed. You didn't know that that kind of love was out there. But right now, today, you were ordered into this message on today. God ordered your steps into this message on today to understand what love is. And right now on today, I want to introduce you to the manufacturer of unrestricted love. And I want you to just pray with me. Heavenly Father, somebody lift your hand wherever you are. I don't care where you are right now, whatever you're doing. Right now, if you're on Radio Land, if you're on Zoom, if you're on Facebook Live, lift your hand right now in position of submission. Don't worry about who's looking at you. Don't worry about what they're saying about you. God is looking for you to love him. He's saying, hey, can you love me like I've loved you? Can you do what I've called you to do? Don't worry about the thoughts and the opinions, because they're going to have to face me too. They're going to have to stand before judgment too. They're going to have a day to where I am going to ask them for their account as to how they love. They're going to have to give an account as to what they did with the love that I gave them, with the love that I showed them. So not now, don't worry about people. Do not allow people to hold you in captivity. Do not allow people to put you on handcuffs. This is a freedom between you and God. And right now, this very moment, he wants you to lift your hand at a position of submission and just touch and agree with me on this morning. Lord, I did not know that there was this kind of love. Father God, I've been in darkness, but I want to return to the light. Lord, shine light on my life on today. Lord, help me to love in a way that you love. Lord, rescue me from darkness. I'm tired of this dark life. I'm tired of going from club to club. I'm tired of doing these things, living certain lifestyles. Lord, I'm tired of the drug abuse. I'm tired of being restricted by alcoholism. Lord, can you free me? The Bible says the truth will set you free. And when you're true about your life and where you are, chains can be broken. Love can come in and saturate you. This is not cupcake Christianity. Feel good, go on. And how many tickets can I sell? God is saying it is time for a new day. Right now, lives need to be touched. This is an angry world. This is a world filled with hatred and malice and sex addiction and so many things out here in this world. Trafficking, all kinds of things in this world. This is a real world out here. And he needs us to love without restrictions. There is no sin that you could commit that can run deeper than his love. And he wants to welcome you back on this morning. If you just repeat after me on this morning, I don't care what you have done. I don't care how long you have done it. I don't care what you have been through in your life. You cannot beat the love of God. And right now on this morning, I want you to know and understand that he loves you. And just repeat this after me. Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins. I believe that you died and that you rose on the third day with all the power and with all the glory. I accept you in my life. And I ask you to help me, Lord, to love without limits. I ask you to help me, Lord, to love without restrictions. I ask you to help me, Lord, to love in a way that you commanded me to love. And I give you all the praise and all the glory. I accept you into my life. And I thank you for saving me. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. If you repeated that and you were sincere from the bottom of your heart, I want to welcome you and I want to introduce you to a love in which you have never seen. A love that sticks closer to you than any brother or sister. A love that loved you before you understood what love is. God wants to welcome you into his love land on today. He wants to love through you and he wants you to be used as a vessel of love. I want to congratulate you. Thank you for joining us into the kingdom. And if you need a church, if you want a church that is going to come from the biblical sound teachings of God, we're here. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you on our team. We're working on new membership orientation and all those processes, more to come with that. But right now, I want to thank you for spending this time with us. And before we close, the gospel is free, but it ain't cheap. Okay. The gospel is free, but it ain't cheap. Okay. Support this ministry. Support us as we want to advance in the kingdom. You're seeing the different things that we have on right now. Those are thanks to your offerings. Those of you that have given, thanks to your offerings and those that have given tithes, we're able to elevate and take this thing to the next level. You know that the message of love needs to be in this world. You know that the message of love needs to go forth and reach all men. So join us in this church on today, as we want to welcome you to grow in the soil with us, the spirit of inspiring love. But right now it's giving time. It's giving time. As you see right there on our streaming platforms, you can give to us by Zelle. And that is info.soilchurch@gmail.com. If you're giving on Zelle, or you can give to us on Givelify, tithes or offerings. And we're going to talk about tithes. We're going to talk about offerings. Should you just give a tenth? Are you just restricted with the tenth? Okay, there is no limitation. The tenth is a minimum. Okay, as we talk about that, and what do we do with those tithes and offerings? We're going to talk about all of that because I want you to understand this is good ground on Givelify. Okay, pull up Spirit of Inspiring Love Church, Arlington, Texas. Spirit of Inspiring Love Church on Givelify, Arlington, Texas. Give to this ministry. I'm going to pray over every seed that is sown into this ministry. I've been doing it. I've been reaching out to you. You guys know I'm very involved in everything that you do here. I just want to be a part of your journey and just be a small stepping stone to help you advance in the kingdom. But right now, it's giving time. I want to pray over all the offerings right now. Whether you're giving now, you're giving later, just join me in a quick prayer. Lord, we thank you for every seed that is going to be sown into this ministry. Lord, I thank you for those that are giving right now. I thank you for those that are going to give later, Lord. Lord, you said to sow your seed on good ground, and I pray a full 100-fold return on every gift, every seed gift that is given to this ministry, Lord. Thank you for every tithe, Lord, that's being brought into the storehouse. I thank you for every seed, every love gift, everything that you're doing, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it as we just use it for your purpose and your glory to advance the kingdom, Lord, and to just be able to go forth and reach all men, Father God. We thank you for that. And Lord, whatever who's sowing into this ministry, I pray that every need gets met because there is a seed for every need. There is a seed for every need. And Lord, we just want to thank you for every seed that's coming into this ministry. Thank you for the 100-fold return, Lord. Thank you for all that you're doing and how you're going to continue to advance your kingdom with the seeds from this ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, bless those that have the heart to give, Lord, that may not have the financial contribution. Maybe they have some time. Maybe they have the heart. Maybe they can promote this message, Lord. Maybe they can like and share or do something to sow into this ministry, Lord. But right now, Lord, your grace and your mercy meets their needs, Lord. But position them, Lord, to be able to sow financial gifts, Lord, to go to the next level in their life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you and we thank you for all that you're doing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I want to thank y'all for your time on this morning. I want to thank you for everything that you're doing. And I just want to thank y'all on Zoom. I want to thank y'all on Facebook Live, YouTube, Soil Church of Gema. I can't keep up with all the streaming platforms that we have right now. And a special thanks to those of you on We Talk Radio, Shine Radio Station. We're going to be back next Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. We are starting a new series. We got a series called The Power of Strength that is going to talk about. We talked about faith. We're talking about love, but we need some strength. We do get weary in well-doing. We do need to understand they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We're going to talk about all of that. We're going to prepare you for the month of June, what it means for strength building. We're going to get you in shape as we get ready to take this journey. You don't want to miss this series. Be back next Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And as I always say, don't meet me there, beat me there. God bless you. Have a fantastic Sunday. Zoom, you folks, hold on. We're going to fellowship. And I want to talk to all of you here. Don't hang up. Don't leave us, Zoom. Y'all stay right there. God bless you, Facebook Live. God bless you, We Talk Radio. Have a fantastic Sunday. We love y'all. Have a good one.
You'll help me make it through. Oh, you ask me, child, do you love me? if I let you lead the way. No broken heart, less scars, less roads that never have an end. So I throw away my pride, let down my guard. Lord, here I am. If you ask me, do I love you? I say, yeah. And then you say,
you're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.